This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, in 2 Kings chapters 22 through 25, we'll meet a man who discovered how valuable the Word of God can be. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, a 15th century Gutenberg Bible was sold at Christie's Auction House in New York for $5.4 million, more than double the previous record for a printed book. Now that's a dramatic response to the Bible, but not nearly as dramatic as what we see in today's passage. King Josiah had arranged to have the temple repaired, and as the workmen were busy about their task, they found a book. But it wasn't just any old book. They found the book. For some reason, it had been lost or mislaid or tossed into a corner by those who didn't know the value of it. Or perhaps it had been hidden by some idolatrous priest who hoped it would never see the light of day again. When Hilkiah the priest found it, he gave it to Shaphan the scribe, and he read it and realized what had been found. So he brought it to King Josiah and read it to him. And in 2 Kings 22, verse 17, we read that when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. He realized that he and his people were not living in obedience to God's commands, and that they needed to repent and turn to the Lord. I remember holding an evangelistic meeting at UCLA and noticing a girl who had been brought by a friend and was obviously not happy about being there. But about halfway through the message, her shoulders relaxed a bit, and the fire in her eyes began to fade. After a while, she seemed to be really listening. When I finished speaking, I gave an invitation for people to turn to Christ and follow Him as a disciple. When the meeting ended, she ran to the front, hugged me, and kept saying, "I had no idea. I had no idea." She had discovered for the first time in her life what the gospel was all about, and she knew that her response to the Word of God had changed her life. Christian, let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the Bible? When you read the scripture verse, "Pray without ceasing," does that affect your prayer life? Or do the words, "Desire the sincere milk of the Word," affect the way you arrange your schedule in order to have personal time for Bible study? If the world will pay $5 million for a closed Bible, how much will we value the Word of God that is open to us? That will be determined by how we respond to what we read. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a spiritual challenge from an old income tax return. Join us on Daily Discipleship.